This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
If you or a loved one is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction and are serious about getting help, call us now at 855-820-2797. You can get clean and sober in as little as 7 days. Your insurance company may cover 100% of all costs with little to no out-of-pocket expenses. Our trained addiction specialists are available 24/7 and all calls are free and confidential. Just call us at 855-820-2797. How much longer are you going to suffer with addiction? Let us find you the best treatment center that fits your unique needs. Call us now at 855-820-2797.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Dana Lash joins us now. Hello, Dana.
Hey, Glenn.
Do women have the right to abort their children in the terrible twos? I'm just throwing that out there.
I mean, do other women have the right to abort women that whine too much? I mean, that's probably the question that we should ask. It goes all ages.
How you doing, Dana?
I'm doing well. I'm going to be doing some tactical training, so I'm going to go blow some stuff up later. So I feel pretty
you
good.
Are, oh, man, wow. You are.
I mean, you are more macho than we are, that's
yeah,
for sure.
I mean, that's not saying very much, you know.
No.
But
see last week's monologue about the opera, if
yeah,
you'd like
yeah,
to
no kidding.
Investigate
yeah.
that one.
So, thank
she's
you.
Blowing stuff up, and
yeah,
you're
and
watching.
I'm going to the opera. So,
the nose and
anyway,
that butterfly. Beautiful.
Anyway, Dana, let's just talk. Let's talk about the underpinnings of the Constitution for life. Would you be a hypocrite? And I know Tommy, you know, didn't call people hypocrites. She said she would be a hypocrite if she. Do you believe that?
Well, I don't want to get into what other people say and where other people mm-hmm. stand, because people are going to do them. I'm going to keep doing me. And the position that I've always held as a limited government conservative is that it's completely not hypocritical, because you simply cannot enjoy the right to liberty and the pursuit of happiness without first having the right to life, because mm-hmm. everything else hinges on your right to exist. And that's how it always has been. Yeah, you don't have the right to have the pursuit of anything if you can't live first. And it's not, I think it's a cop out when people say that it's a purity test. You know what? Yes, life should be a purity test. And I think it's a cowardly position for people who lack the courage of their own convictions, and they won't publicly hold that position. That's what I think it is.
We are, I mean, you know, I was talking off air this morning. You have to start with, is it life? And the founders knew the moment it stirs, so the moment you know it's you're pregnant, the moment it stirs, called the, I believe that they used to call that the quickening, then it was a child. We're trying to go scientifically in this scientific age, we're trying to deny it's a child by denying people the right to an ultrasound. It's really crazy to think how anti-science we have become. But you have to decide whether that's a child or not. Once you decide, yes, it is a child, there is no right that anyone would have to take another's life.
No, I agree with that. It's science. We should be the people, the party, the tent of science. And we all know, you know, how virgin of these, I don't want to give anybody a talk, but we all know how conception takes place. It's a life. I mean, it's a life once, conception is life. That's the bottom line. Choice occurs before conception. If we want to talk about choice, the choice that occurs before conception. Afterwards, exactly. It's not choice. It's pro-infanticide. That should be our mantra, choice before conception. Afterwards, it's pro-infanticide. And choice is just a fancy word that people use to hide the fact that it is murder.
You know, that's what I've always felt too, Dana. But from that standpoint, in order to be consistent, you know, you'd almost have to say that you're conceding when a woman is raped, then that abortion would be legal in the case of rape and incest. Aren't you? Because her choice was taken away in that case.
Well, but even then, to use that as a universal measurement, I mean, according to Planned Parenthood's own statistics, and that's from the Guttmacher Institute, it's fewer than 1% of all cases.
Yeah.
And if people want to have a discussion about the fewer than 1% of all cases to stop the 99% that's being used, elective abortions that's being used as birth control, I think it's a great argument to have. But to use it when it's fewer than 1% as the universal rule in arguing for legalized infanticide, I think it's a disingenuous argument.
How do you feel, Dana, about what's happening to the conservative movement becoming this populist, really in some ways, non-intellectual kind of movement?
I think there's industry conservatism, and then there's the actual movement of conservatism. I think that the industry attracts people who think that And rightfully, you know, they're capitalists. I got to give them credit. I'm always going to trust the capitalists because you know what motivates them. But I think that it looks like an opportunity for people to seize upon. And in an era of new media, it's great to put out content and it's great to get views for it. But at the same time, it's still a real movement. I like populism in tiny amounts. I don't like a whole lot of populism because I think then it tends to obscure the truth and people look for personalities instead of principle. And you always have to fall back on principle because everything else is going to be a flash in the pan, but principle is always going to stay. And that's something that we should be focusing on as a movement. But you know, I look at it and I think that the right, it's a big tent. And these are the conversations that we're going to have when you have a big tent. Here's the big problem that I have, Glenn, and I know that I've spoken with you about this before. People use the words like Republican and independent and conservative. They use these terms interchangeably because they think incorrectly that they all mean the same thing when they do not. And you're going to have pro-choice Republicans and atheist Republicans, and you're going to have pro-choice and atheist independents. But one of the things that I cannot see and that I do not define conservatism as is as a pro-choice conservative, because the basis of conservatism is conserving the liberty of the individual, conserving the individual. And it all goes back to the right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. So you cannot, and I'm not being a bouncer of conservatism. I'm pointing to logic. And if people want to accuse me of having a purity test, hell yes, by all means, I will always use life as a purity test. And if anyone else doesn't, I pity those people. But yes, conserving the individual is the basis of conservatism. It is classical Tocqueville liberalism. And if anybody who knows anything about politics 101, if they know this, this should not be a surprise to them. This is why political theory in class is important. This is why history is important. This is why learning what these terms mean is important. They are not clickbait sound bites. They mean something. And so, it is hypocritical.
I got to run, Dana. God bless you.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury.
Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about the trouble that I have sometimes with my son and my daughter. They love the internet, as I do. The internet is an incredible resource, educational, social, recreational. It's all good, except it's not all good. Some of it is real bad, and it can show up on your kid's screen when you least expect it. So how do you as a parent handle it? I want to tell you about Hero Parental Control. It's the most comprehensive family internet solution available, and the activity from all of your family's devices can be filtered, can be monitored, and even tracked via GPS from a dashboard on your phone or your iPad. Material that may be healthy for a teen can be harmful to a young child, and so you need to have the perfect protection level from toddler to teen to mom and dad. One of the most important steps to a safer internet in your home is recognizing this is a really big issue. Hero gives you the power to create a protected and nurturing online environment. There's nothing like it. Try Hero. Block the bad. Choose what's good for your family. Visit blazehero.com. That's blazehero.com.